are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, this weekend you can make a difference for those in need right here in Cleveland. Bring your non-perishable canned food items to the Ravens game for the Cleveland Browns Food Drive. Volunteers will be at the First Energy Stadium gates collecting canned items and donations. Make a difference and help those in need right here in Cleveland with the Cleveland Browns Food Drive again this Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens game. Volunteers will be at the First Energy Stadium gates collecting canned items and donations. Vic, going into the break, you talked about the big brother, little brother mentality in the AFC North is something that the Browns want to eliminate and want to eliminate it on their home turf. And Rob Chudzinski talked about it as well. You know, just the notion that they are the younger, you know, the perception that they could be the younger brother here in this division. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I thought it was a great analogy. And the whole younger brother thing, what I saw, this is what it meant to me. You personalize a lot of these things if you can. And that is, okay, so my bigger brother is 5 years older, and as you go through life, I mean, that's a significant enough gap where when you tried to play ball with these guys, you got your butt kicked a lot because they're bigger, stronger, older, and they like to beat up on young, obnoxious people like me. And so it was fun. You learn some lessons, but at some point you say, look, I'm going to be as big as you guys are. And actually, I got a lot larger than a few of them, and I got my payback. And that's kind of what this is like.
Restitution.
And it was done with love, of course, for my brother. I love my brother immensely, but when we had some vicious fights and threw a lot of utensils at each other in the kitchen, and my mother wanted to, you know, like scream and say, what the hell is wrong with you guys? That sort of thing happened, flip tables and all that. But we did it with love. And the point is, you feel a sense of, and then there is that day that your older brother looks at you and says, okay, we're good here. You're on that level of respect. And this is the AFC North. This is the Browns. They have been kicked around by all the teams in this division. They have been treated with an absence of respect. And they can get it back. And they can get it back starting Sunday. You get it back by winning another game in your division, by winning a second home game in your division. You did something to that effect last year by beating the Steelers, even though they were a different Steelers, they were an injured Steelers team. Who cares? It felt good to win that game in Cleveland. But it's more important now to take that step after you are close with the Ravens at Baltimore to show them physically and every other way that you don't get pushed around and you don't get pushed around at home.
And you were close to beating that Ravens team in Baltimore back in week two without Josh Gordon on your team, with Brandon Whedon as the quarterback. Now you have Josh Gordon. You've got Jason Campbell. So, yes, this is a team that should feel good about that. And let's not forget, who's first in the AFC North right now?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
And got beaten down 17-6 by the Browns right here in Cleveland. So this is another chance to make a statement here. And you talk about it from a big brother, little brother perspective. Well, for me, it was, you know, going one-on-one with my old man, with Pedro. You know, playing hoops in the backyard. And he would always beat me, and he'd beat me up. And then finally it came the time when I was big enough, and I beat him. And from that day forward, he didn't beat me anymore, and I was able to take him. And it's the confidence, and it's knowing that you can hang and that you can do it. And I think this team shouldn't feel that way. They should feel very confident. They played this team tough. They beat the Bengals. And winning these games in the division will really impact the way that I think the national media perceives this team, that the team perceives itself, and certainly the way that the other teams in this division perceive them. And Rob Chudzinski was asked about how important it is to winning games in the division.
Yeah, we need to step up, and we need to win games. And whether those are division games, and what you're talking about is, you know, and this is a tough division. And AFC North, multiple Super Bowl winners, multiple playoff teams, everybody's been in the playoffs. And, you know, we've been the kid brother for a while. And, you know, we need to stand up and in this division and do the things we need to do.
Stand up in this division. And I love that phrase. I think it carries some weight. I think it's a good message for Rob Chudzinski. You know he's delivering that to his players in meetings this week, and you know that's the focus of what this game is all about, and showing where you are. And especially this kind of week with a bye coming up and so much time to deal with, think about the outcome of this game, whatever it is. But if you're dealing with a win and you're dealing with one against a team like Baltimore that you've never been able to beat, it will resound and resonate. It will carry some weight for again, that solid couple of weeks before this team has to get back at it. So looking forward to that idea. And I think there's something to be said for catching the Ravens at the right time. They look like a team that's a little bit out of whack. And they're not. They certainly don't look like the Ravens team that won the Super Bowl.
They certainly don't. They don't have the weapons on offense that helped that team win the Super Bowl. Dennis Pitta and Anquan Boldin both gone for various reasons. But yes, this is a team that's struggling. They come in here losing two games in a row as well. They've lost three of their last four by a total of 8 points. So they're a team that I think is going to have a little bit of a crisis of confidence in a tight game. And this is, if the Browns can play them tight, yeah, they have a chance to steal this one. And I was looking, the last time the Browns beat Baltimore in Cleveland was in 2007.
Yeah.
And since then, every game they've lost, 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, 5 in a row, they've lost by 10 or more points. So this is an important game to step up and say, you're not coming into our house, you're not beating us, first of all, you're certainly not beating us by double digits, and taking care of business here for this Cleveland Browns team. And I think they can do it. This is a Ravens team, folks, that offensively has struggled. The Browns held them to 14 points in the first meeting. You look at what they've done since then, 16 points against Pittsburgh, 17 points against Green Bay. They had 26 against Miami, 20 against Buffalo, and then again the good game against the Houston Texans, but that was a game that was aided in large part by pick six, some good defensive play. They haven't had more than two offensive touchdowns in a game in five straight games. This is a chance, I believe, for this Cleveland Browns defense to do what they did in the second half against Kansas City, shut down this team for the second time this year, because if you hold them to 14 points, that's a great defensive effort, especially on the road in a game when, by the way, the Browns didn't generate much offense themselves, had only 6 points. This is a chance, I think, for the Browns to make a big statement in the division, and after they will have beaten Cincinnati and then Baltimore, we know Pittsburgh's struggling this year, saying that you're not just coming into Cleveland anymore and thinking you're walking out of here with a win.
Well,
I don't care who you are.
You shouldn't be. It's good talk right now. It sounds like a good conversation right now. We'll see what the reality is on Sunday.
That's right.
But I'm feeling positive about this, and for another reason. The team that played at Baltimore, the Browns team that was there in week number two, is a very different team now, and not just because Jason Campbell, who also played in that game, is the starting quarterback now, not the guy coming in late with his backup against the goal line and having to go 99 yards to try to give this team a chance to win a game. As difficult a situation, I'm sure, as Campbell ever found himself in his nine NFL seasons. But that said, I look at it as a team that has a better understanding. Rob Chudzinski talked about this too earlier today, a better understanding of what it's supposed to do, what the defensive system is about, what the offensive system is about, what the coaches are about, what their teammates are about. This was a team still feeling its way with newness in week number two. And now into week number nine, where this game is being played, I think there's a whole different attitude, a whole different feel for what the Browns are all about, a different confidence level. And you referenced what took place in Kansas City last week. I think there's a lot to be said for a carryover of momentum for that, and that can matter also in this game. But it's words, it's conversation. You've got to go out and do it. I mean, I want them to believe they're a better team. And the head coach is saying it. I don't have any reason to dispute it, but we are still talking about a team that has gone 0-3 now. They're on a three-game losing streak, and that can't be ignored. You can't just say, I feel great about what they're going to do Sunday and beyond, but they've lost those three games in a row. So knowing that, I need to see it. I need them to prove
get
it.
Over
the hump. They need to see
right.
it. They need to get over the hump. They need to stop the bleeding. When you've lost three in a row, you're bleeding. So that's got to be stopped first, then go to the winning, and then I'll be more convinced that they can make the statement you said, we don't get pushed around at home, et cetera, et cetera.
And I feel it is a statement that will be made. We're going to talk about more statements to be made this Sunday with Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She joins us when we return right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.